It's the Sportscast, the yearbook, a.k.a. that's what it says in the yearbook, a.k.a. it's a podcast. It's not supposed to be good. I'm your host, Doug. In the NBA, at last, a maybe fascinating third-round battle between the Houston Rockets and Golden State Warriors. Golden State may be the biggest challenge to the Rockets in the entire postseason, but what makes this matchup so intriguing is it's a first. Honestly, no one ever shot more three-pointers than two-pointers over the course of a season until the Rockets did it this season, and it worked. They're the number one seed in the West, and no one's been able to figure out their spread offense. On the other side is the Warriors, who make the most three-pointers of anyone in the league. The Rockets aren't even close in that category. Plus, the Warriors are sort of the NBA's Patriots. They figure everything out and win the title. It's the matchup that pretty much was a very expensive and time-consuming foregone conclusion. Since this podcast does not have a sponsor, Cinnabon, we usually show up in the season premiere of Better Call Saul, and then not again until next year. We have to use this space for something else. For example, for the longest time, we wanted to see a series about a member of the British royal family, or any royal family, that actually held down a job. A member of the royal family would actually hold down a job, but real life beat us to it. Several times. Just one example is Sophie Winkleman, who's married to Lord Frederick Windsor. She has a full-time job as a steadily working actress, most famously on Two and a Half Men, and most recently as a member of J. Paul Getty's harem on the FX series Trust, but also as a voice on Milo Murphy's Law, starring Weird Al Yankovic, was an English royal in the same studio as Weird Al Yankovic. We hope so, but we couldn't find any photos. Why do we always wind up talking about movies in this sportscast? Why? In the Penn State men's basketball yearbook, Jonas Suotamo is listed as a 6'9" forward in the 2006 book, and a 6'10" forward, in the 2007 edition. In both yearbooks, Suotamo's bio says, quote, "interested in pursuing a career in movies or television," unquote. Did he ever? Jonas Suotamo is the guy in the Chewbacca suit in Solo, and also the other recent Star Wars movie. Speaking of that, apparently Mark Hamill, Mr. Luke Skywalker himself, is the voice behind NBC's NHL promos advertising the playoffs and the individual games. Although this information is something of a secret, a number of people, including producer Rob, noticed the voice immediately. They picked up on it right away, but confirmation of it has been tricky. Are they hiding this from Disney? Now, last month, a fan asked, two of my favorite things, Luke Skywalker and hockey, could it be? And Mark Hamill wrote back, yes, it could. So we'll go with that. Can he legally say, see you around, kid, in a hockey promo? Because I'm serious, that would be the end right there.